Ripple partners with KBank to bring institutional custody to Korea. Ripple has signed a partnership with KBank, Korea's first internet-only bank, to deploy institutional-grade digital asset wallet infrastructure through Ripple custody. The deal was announced via Cointelegraph on April 30, 2026, and roots Ripple's enterprise custody platform into a regulated Korean banking front-end rather than through an exchange intermediary. For Ripple, this is the company's first announced custody integration with a digital-native Korean bank. For KBank, it is a way to offer institutional clients a wallet stack without building one in-house or licensing a domestic alternative. Why KBank is the vehicle? KBank, launched in 2017 as Korea's first fully online retail bank. It has spent the last several years pushing into crypto rails, most prominently through its banking partnership with Upbit, the country's dominant one-pair exchange. That relationship gave KBank the deposit pipeline that made it Korea's largest internet-only bank by user count. The Ripple partnership is a different play. Instead of routing retail customer deposits to an exchange, KBank itself is now building out the wallet and custody layer for institutional clients. That positions KBank closer to a full-stack digital asset bank than its previous role as banking partner to Upbit. XRP traded at 138 on April 30, 2026, down roughly 3.3% on the week, according to live coin market cap data. The token did not move materially on the news, which is consistent with how the market has been pricing Ripple's enterprise rollouts. Meaningful for the long-term distribution story, not a near-term catalyst. What Ripple Custody actually does: Ripple Custody is the rebranded successor to the technology Ripple acquired through its 2023 purchase of Mitako, a Swiss enterprise custody firm. The platform is built around hardware security modules, policy engines that allow banks to enforce withdrawal rules and approval flows, and an integration layer that lets a bank's existing core systems issue, hold, and transfer digital assets without managing private keys directly. Banks use it to offer regulated custody services to institutional clients without becoming a custodian of record themselves. That distinction matters in jurisdictions like Korea, where banking and securities regulation treat custody as a separate licensed activity from deposit taking. The KBank deployment, based on the announcement, is configured for institutional wallets rather than retail self-custody. That suggests the immediate clients are corporates, asset managers, and fund administrators handling digital asset positions on behalf of customers. Korea's institutional on-ramp is tightening. Korean regulators have spent the last year reshaping how institutions can access digital assets. The country's Financial Services Commission lifted a long-standing ban on corporate trading accounts at exchanges and laid groundwork for a phased institutional access regime. That created demand for custody infrastructure that meets local compliance expectations rather than relying purely on offshore custodians. Domestic players have moved to fill the gap. BDAX and Coda, two locally licensed custodians, were positioned as the natural beneficiaries. The Ripple KBank deal complicates that picture by giving a major Korean bank a turnkey path to offering custody itself, with the technology supplied by a U.S.-headquartered enterprise vendor. The competitive question is whether other large Korean banks now follow the same playbook with Ripple Custody, Fireblocks, BitGo, or domestic alternatives. The answer will shape who sits between Korean institutional capital and the tokenized stocks and funds now arriving on-chain. What this means for spending in cards: the custody layer matters for crypto cards too, even when the announcement is about institutional wallets. Card issuers operating in South Korea need a regulated path to settle the underlying crypto to fiat leg of every transaction. A bank that holds a custody license and runs an institutional wallet platform is one of the cleanest possible counterparties for that settlement, replacing the offshore exchange plus domestic bank model that current Korean card programs depend on. That is not what KBank announced. The deal does not mention cards, retail wallets, or merchant acceptance. But the infrastructure being installed is the same plumbing that any Korean issuer launching a stablecoin-settled card or a self-custody spending product would need to plug into. If KBank moves up the stack, retail products become a plausible second-phase rollout.